Well, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. Ken Graham again here in the operations area. Forecasters, hurricane specialists really looking close at the tropics as we speak. This is your noon Eastern update, and we're going to talk about Hurricane Florence. Looking at the satellite here, you can see a very pronounced eye wall structure with a lot of convection right around it. But one of the things that I really want to bring to your attention is as we download new data here, you start looking at these outer bands, you start seeing those stretching well away from the center. In fact, we do see tropical storm force winds 170 miles or so away from the center. So this is a very large storm we're dealing with, and that comes into play later when we start talking about some of the impacts. And there's a good representation of those tropical storm force winds, how far they stretch out from the center, and by the way, well outside that cone as well. We always talk about impacts outside the cone. There's an example of one of them there. The other part that we need to really look at, we continue to be a major hurricane through tomorrow, and then we have the slowdown that we've been advertising. This is 8 p.m. Thursday, 8 a.m. Friday. That's Saturday, and that's Sunday morning. Think about that. So you're going to have hurricane force winds for a prolonged period of time inside the cone and outside the cone, with tropical storm force winds stretching even further to the north, and that's going to prolong some of the issues. You think about the saturated soils. You're going to think about trees and power lines down, becoming a storm over central South Carolina, and then even a depression still on the Georgia line. So think about it. That's a lot of wind. That's a lot of rain. That spells a lot of problems. For rainfall, that's one of the issues that we're looking at. The slower the storm, the more rainfall that you can get. Look at this, 20 to 40 inches of rain is just absolutely staggering amounts of rain. And not just on the coast, you go inland, you see 10 to 15, 6 to 10 inches as far as Charlotte. But one big point we have to make on this rainfall graphic is when we have different forecasts and little shifts, little wiggles, little small changes in the forecast can make big differences at times on the ground. So this can shift in different directions depending on the latest forecast. So be mindful of that. If you're thinking that you're right on the edge and you could be okay, if this slides into your area, you could get some of those high rainfall amounts. Storm surge is another factor here, and we are looking at some high values of storm surge. Half the fatalities in this tropical systems is the storm surge, so it's really critical to pay attention to your risk zones. If you're in an evacuation zone, listen to those local officials. If they tell you to leave, you have to leave. It's a life and death situation, with some of the values being 4 to 9 feet in portions of the upper portion of the coastline of South Carolina, and then you look into North Carolina with 9 to 13 feet, 4 to 9 feet in areas, by the way, well outside the cone and well outside from the center. So those are very important factors. And the other part here is you talk about preparedness. I really definitely want to go back and look at this. We've got to wrap things up today, because if you think about it, we're going to start seeing those rain bands. You're going to see the onset of tropical storm force winds tomorrow. You don't want to be outside. You don't want to be preparing when these tropical storm force winds arrive. So different times throughout the day, we're going to see those arrive onto the coastline. Too dangerous to be preparing and getting things wrapped up. That's why we're telling people in this entire area, really need to start wrapping up all your preparations today to get ready for this system. So prolonged winds, lots of rainfall, and very dangerous storm surge. This is a life-threatening situation. Please listen to those local officials. Let's keep safe out there. So this has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center's operations area.